We're going to be in Psalms 116. We were there about 2 months ago, but we're at a different spot. And if is it okay that we can sing a little bit of it? Is it okay we can sing a little bit of God? I need him all the time. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, right now. Hallelujah. My Savior, I come to thee. I need, hallelujah, thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless, hallelujah, me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to one more time. I need, hallelujah, thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless, hallelujah, me now, hallelujah, my Savior.
Savior, I come to thee. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sometimes you gotta sing till you get it, till you feel it. Hallelujah.
It is in Psalm 116.
I'll read for you beginning with verse 1. It says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. We're going to skip to verse 8. It says, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. We'll go down to our text verse. In verse 12, it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
From this passage of scripture in those verses we'll use as a subject in your hearing this morning, what shall I render unto the Lord? And for a subtopic, I'm giving my life to Jesus. I'm giving my life to Jesus. In Psalm 116, the psalmist began his song with a simple expression of gratitude, and that being love. We've talked about love a lot this morning, even in Sunday school. Love, a four-letter word with a lot of meaning. This psalm was personal as he makes the notation, I love the Lord. He is not speaking for anyone else but for himself. Then he gives his reason behind that great love for God. He says, because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. How many of you know that the Lord knows your voice? Do you really? You may not communicate with him as often as we should, but he still knows your voice. Not only does the writer allow us to know that the Lord God heard and answered his prayer in a desperate season and time, but the writer goes on to demonstrate just how God came to him. He says, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. With this expression, the writer makes it clear that God came to him when he called, making him feel special. Just realize that God, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the Almighty God, bent down to hear me. When you call, he bends down to hear you. He comes close to you. He don't run away from you, but he draws himself close to you, removing any perceived distance or space that may have existed between you and him. So many times we don't call them, as I said before, as often as we should. So many times we don't get on our knees and pray. Sometimes we don't even whisper any prayer other than when we get ready to eat, Lord bless this food for the nourishment of our body. But when you need him, no matter how long it's been, he cuts the distance and is close. He's nigh even in your mind. Because of this encounter, the writer says, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. In other words, the writer is saying, I know who and where to go, and so I'm not going to ever go to nobody else but the Lord. When you know who to go and where to go, you don't worry about no other avenue, because you know where your source is, and that source is in Jesus. In the 8th verse, the writer testifies that his crisis was so dire, so desperate, even unto death. But God's deliverance brought him out. He says, my soul from death. Here, Satan thought that he had had
the individual, but God brought him out. Mine eyes from tears. So many times we've cried ourselves to death. Our pillows are wet with tears. But we got a God that dries all tears from your eye. And he says, my feet from falling. Jude tells you best in that 24th verse, what he says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. We got a God that can stop you, hallelujah, and keep you from disaster. Now we get to our text scripture in verse 12 of this psalm. The writer has a revelation. He has something that is, as we would say, dawned on him. He says, everyone's got problems. Everybody's got trouble. Job expressed it best in the 14th chapter in the first verse, that man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. So all of mankind, all of humanity after Adam, because Adam was not born of a woman, but all of mankind after Adam has had this very dilemma. Trouble. I often tell you many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it ain't the righteous only that get trouble. Everybody has some trouble. It's common to everybody. But what the writer realizes is, why has God been so good to me? Every now and then it ought to dawn on you, with the trouble that is in our world, why has God been so good to me? Other folks is having problems, but they kill themselves. Other folks is having problems and other things are happening, but God has been so good to me that he's kept me, that he's helped me, that he's delivered me, that I'm not crying all the time. Weeping may endure for night, but for me, joy comes in the morning. I might be in distress right now, but if I can just hold on, sometimes you just hanging on. But if you can just hang on in God's own time, Brother Eddie says, in due season, I'll reap if I faint not. Why has God been so good to me? The psalmist realizes that he has a friend with benefits. He has a savior that has some benefits. Benefits that most people don't have because they don't trust in God. They don't trust in him. And that's why they don't receive the same benefits that the writer is discussing. This revelation in gratitude causes him to ask himself, well, he's been so good, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Every now and then it ought to get to you that God's been so good to me. What can I do because of what God has done? How can I express my love and devotion to the Lord because he's been so good to me? What can I do? The Bible gives us some folk that understand something about this. In the book of Joshua, as they were going into the promised land, Joshua sends spies. And as he sends spies to spy out the land, they get to Jericho, and while they were there, they were being, folks knew that some folk had come in. And so they're trying to find them. And so there was a woman, not just any woman. The Bible specifies that this particular woman was a harlot. Not only a harlot, but she was, we can just say, well, she's a prostitute. And not only that, she is the owner of the operator of the brothel. Here she's got, we would describe it, she's got a house of irrepute. And she hides those spies. She tells them some things. She says, we've heard about you all. She tells them, we know the Lord has given you the land. We heard what happened at the Red Sea. We heard what happened to the Amorites, the Moabites. We've heard what the Lord has done. And as soon as we heard, she says, our hearts didn't melt. She goes on to say, now I pray you, since I have showed you kindness, I want you to show me kindness and save my father's house. She said, I believe in your Lord. I believe in the God of your salvation. She said, and since I've shown you kindness, I want you to do something for me. Here, this woman sold out her own people because she believed in the God of these spies. She'd heard the testimony. She'd heard what God had done for them. And she said, whatever it is, I want what you got. She says, and so when you come in to take the land, she says, I know you're going to take it, but remember me. Remember my father's house. The Bible allows us to know that when they came and circled the city, they shouted, the walls come down. They spared this harlot, Rahab, and her. She said, he said, everybody's got to be in the house. It's so good to know that you got to get the blessing. You got to be in the house. So many times you don't get what you're supposed to get because you ain't where you're supposed to be. But here we begin to find that these were all gathered in the house, waiting on deliverance, waiting on the blessing, waiting for them to be saved. Everybody else was destroyed, but everybody in Rahab's house was saved. This woman believed so much that, you know, we often say you can't turn a whore into a housewife, but in this case you did. Rahab married one by the name of Salmon of Judah. That's in the book. That's why I said God can take your life and turn it around. You don't have to be what they said you were. You don't have to be what folk, your life and your past was. Because see, God can put it in the past. God can change your story. God can change your life. And God can change your outcome. He can do anything but fail. Here, this woman, this prostitute, now has become a housewife. She's married Salmon. They have a child by the name of Boaz. And see, not only, see, God knows how to work stuff. The Lord said, this is the lineage I'm coming down. No matter what they were, but see, I can work with anything. No matter what she was, but now the righteous line is coming through Rahab. And see, she was a businesswoman, even though she was the brothel. She ran it. She knew about business. She taught her son business. That's why Boaz had a lot of money. So when Ruth come by and Boaz saw her gleaning in his field, so who is that? That's Naomi's daughter-in-law. He goes, don't go to nobody else's field. You just stay right here. My maidens will take care of you. Everybody, anytime you want water or food, come on up here. I'm working on a book now about marriage and looking, because the Bible says he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Boaz found a good thing in his field. He was observing, and I'm not going to get into that because that's not what we talk about today. But here, Ruth comes through that lineage. She was a Moabite, but God worked through her in the same way. God sees, and he knows. And if you'll accept him, he can bring you out. In the book of Luke, we get ready to go home. In the book of Luke, the Bible says that Jesus encounters 10 lepers. 10. 10 lepers. They called on him, Son of David, have mercy upon us. Help us. They all called upon the name of the Lord. What did our psalmist say? I will call upon the name of the Lord as long as I live. They called on him. Son of David, have mercy on us. He saw the 10 lepers. He tells them, go show yourself to the priest. While they were going, they were healed on their way. They all saw that they were healed on their way. But scripture says only one of them came back and began to worship. Jesus said, were there not, where are the nine? Everybody don't appreciate what the Lord does. Everybody don't realize how good God has been. Everybody won't accept, hallelujah, what the Lord done and will say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Everybody won't come and just say, Lord, I love you because you heard my cry, my supplication. You came and attended to my situation. Here was only 10%, one out of the 10 that came back. Saints, you in the house of, in the 10%. We're here because we appreciate what God has done. We appreciate how good he has been. Surely some didn't want to get out on a wet, damp, rainy day. But somebody didn't care that it was wet and rainy because God has been too good to me for me to sit at home and not to give him the praise. God set me free. And because of that, what shall I render unto God for all his benefits? He said, I'll take up the cup of salvation and call upon his name. We get ready to go home. In Acts, the 10th chapter, there was one by the name of Cornelius. He was a centurion of the Italian band. Scripture tells us a little bit about this man. He's a centurion. He's not a Jew. He's a Gentile, like us. But there are some things that Acts points out to us. It points out to us, one, that he's devout. That means that he is religious. He cares about God. It says also that he gave alms. In other words, he knew God had blessed him, and so he gave. And not only that, but it says he prayed to God always. The Bible said he always prayed. Psalmist in 116 says what? I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. The Bible lets us know that Cornelius prayed always. And because he prayed always, God came to him. What he says, what the psalmist says, that he inclined his ear unto me. God heard, he said, and scripture lets us know, your prayers have come before me. And your alms given. I see what you do. Don't you know God sees what you do? He listens for your voice. And he says, now it's come before me as a memorial. He says, I want to tell you something. I want you to send for a man named Peter. He tells him where he is, who he's staying with. He says, send for him and he's going to tell you what you need to do. This is, we're talking about taking up the cup of salvation. He says, your prayers have come before me and so I'm getting ready to do something for you. As he tells him this, he sends Peter, has to be prepared to go to him. And so Peter gets the vision from the Lord with all the beasts slaying eat. He says, oh Lord, no, I've never eaten anything. This is common and unclean. The Lord has to show him what I have prepared is not common or unclean. Because see, he was going to go into the home of these Gentiles to bring the word of the Lord. So God deals with him before the fact. God knows how to do and how to work. As the messengers come, he goes with them, and he brings some others. He brings some others with him.
Because you need witnesses whenever something's getting ready to go on. He knew God's getting ready to do something. He showed me this in three. So I know that God is getting ready to do something. They get there. Cornelius greets him. And he says, oh, I sent for you. He's getting ready to work. He says, oh, no, I'm a man. Get up. He says, but he begins to tell him, now, what's going on? He said, well, I was praying, and the Lord told me to send for you and whatever, that you would tell me what I need to do. As Peter began to expound and speak of this, something began to happen. These folks, you know, Acts 2:38 says, repent and be baptized. And then you're going to get the Holy Ghost. But Peter was speaking, and while he was speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on Cornelius and his household. Peter looks back at those with him. Ain't this the Holy Ghost? Yeah, it's the Holy Ghost. On these Gentiles, the Holy Ghost. They hadn't been baptized in any water. But they got the gift. They have taken the cup of salvation. He says, well, since they got the Holy Ghost, how can we forbid water? They said, we can't. They got the Holy Ghost. And Cornelius and his whole household were then baptized in the name of Jesus. The cup of salvation has now been extended. God is offering, when you find out, what shall I render unto God? God wants to give you some more. God didn't just want you to praise him, but God wants to give you salvation. In the Zoom Bible class Wednesday, and we get ready to go home, I showed slides showing the rise of violent crimes in the United States. And in the slides, I showed that Tennessee was in the top 8 states for violent crime. Didn't know that this week was a Friday, they released the video from Memphis showing the 5 police officers beating the young man that eventually died. When I thought of it, saints, how many of us have been pulled over by the police? I have. Many times. But how many of them have beaten you? What shall I render unto God for all his benefits? When I think of how many people have gotten shot at, I've been shot at in my life, but I'm still here. Many of you may or may not know, I almost killed somebody when I was a teenager. The individual snuck up on me. I had my gun in my hand, my shotgun. And I thank God that he kept me from pulling the trigger. Because they might have tried me as a minor. They might have tried me as an adult. I could have been in jail. But what shall I render unto God for all his benefits? When I look at people outside living under the bridges and the bypasses, I look and the Lord has blessed me with a home, with heat, in these cold climates. Don't you know I'm just an inch away from being under that bridge and bypass? What shall I render unto God for all of his benefits? So many people have died of issues, cancer and whatnot. And when I think of myself, I believe the Lord, he heard my cry. I drank that olive oil and prayed, Lord, I want it on the inward parts, working on me. What shall I render unto God for healing my body? I'll take up the cup of salvation. Whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes,
I want to be saved. I want to be holy. Lord, and then I call upon your name. I give you the praise and the glory. I give you the honor that you deserve. I glorify you and I magnify you because I realize that I could have been dead sleeping in my grave. I could have been on my way to a devil's hell. I could have been gone. But God, hallelujah, spared the hand of the enemy. Somebody ought to realize sometime what God has done for you. How good that God has been towards you. And begin to give him the praise that he is deserving. Call upon that name of the Lord. That's why when I get up and I say, can I sing it? I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. I don't know when the devil is going to try to come my way. I don't know what the devil is going to try to do. But I know the God that I serve, the God that I glorify, the God that I lift up holy hands to is able to keep me from falling. He's done so much for me, I can't tell it all. But he's been good. He's been better than good. And if he never does another thing, that's been enough for me to praise him. If he never brings you out of another crisis, there's been enough already done in your life for you to give praise and honor to our God. Hallelujah. To thank him for what he's already done. But see, as long as you're here, he keeps on making a way. He keeps on doing good for thee. He keeps on opening doors. He keeps on providing blessings. He keeps on healing. He keeps on delivering. Many of you may have not known that all of us, everybody that's working here, raise your hand. There was some big layoffs here recently. But I think I seen people's hands raised. God is still making a way. In this economy where eggs, a dozen eggs is over $5, gas is going back up, I think we all got here on transportation that God still allowed us to buy gas. God still allowed us to do some pay. And you know, it was in my tithe today, my bonus check came. And I said, I wasn't even thinking of getting a bonus because folk just happened to still have a job. But don't you know God still made a way? God still sent my bonus check. And I thank him anyhow. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He don't have to be gracious, but I'm like the psalmist. When I think and when I meditate over what he's done, everybody's got trouble and issues. But he's been good to somebody. Ought to point to yourself. He's been good. Has he been good to? Has he been good to? Has he been good to? Has he been good to you? If he's been good to you, somebody ought to stand up. Oh, yeah, 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 boy. Hey, hallelujah. I didn't think I was by myself. I thought he'd been good to everybody else. I thought he's made a way for you. That's why you came into the house today. Hallelujah. And we're going to just do it together. We're going to praise him together. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. He's worthy of that and more. He's worthy of that and more. The old saint said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. When we used to have testimony service, one would get up and say, if you can't tell it, let me tell it what God has done for me. Oh, somebody said, he's been
Campbell Soup might say it, but he's been good. Woo! Hallelujah! When you begin to meditate on what God has done, when you begin to think about what God has done, something begins to percolate in your sanctified soul. Something begins to happen in you. Hallelujah! That just begins to release praises. You know, we can jump and shout if we won something. I look at the people on Price is Right. They call their name. The next contestant is such and such. They run down there. But God kept you from having a wreck, Sister Shantae, a few months ago. Spencer, you were in a wreck. Where's the joy? Where's the joy? Minister Gardner had a procedure. It could have went sideways. She might have been paralyzed, but I see her standing up over there. Other folk been sick, been in the hospital. Rod Ellis had a wreck, tore up his car a few months ago. You in the house. I've seen Brother David in the hospital. He's here. God bless. Brother Savage was sick the other week. Couldn't be here Monday night, but he's here today. God is a healer. God is a provider. God will make a way. God knows you. And he knows your voice. If you ever ask somebody when you almost been in a situation, you don't have time to react. All you have time, Sister Shantae, was just say, Jesus. There's something about the name. Demons tremble at the name. There's deliverance in the name. There's help in the name. And not only that, when you call that name, he knows your voice. Michelle, when you call him, he knows you from anybody else. He knows right. He's got good GPS. He knows right where you at. He knows right what the situation is. And he is a present help in time of trouble. He'll come to the rescue faster than a speeding bullet. Hallelujah. He'll cause you to leap over walls, run through troops. Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve. Not only can he, but and not only is he able, but he will do for his people. Now chew on that as you go home today. What shall I render? The next time you want to stay home and not come to church, say, ooh, what shall I render? I got to get up. I got to take my bath. I got to put on my clothes. What shall I render? Oh, ooh, I could have been dead in that accident. What shall I render? I remember when I was coming home, I just tell this one last, when I was coming home from I-65 from work, there right at 100 Oaks Mall, pouring down rain. I'm trying to get home, and, you know, there's four or five lanes there. And I'm coming in, and two vehicles collide, and they hit and start spinning. Pouring down rain, and I'm in the middle of the lane spinning, and one hits the median over there and the star coming back. The other one is spinning, and I'm right in the middle. All I could say was, Jesus. Don't you know that the Lord kept them where? It was almost like Moses parting the waters. I went straight through, and after I went through, then they hit each other. You can't tell me God won't make a way. You can't tell me God won't answer the prayers of his people. You can't tell me. That's why I owe him. What shall I render? Lord Jesus, we thank you for your people today. Lord, we thank you for what you have given us, Lord. What you have done for us. Lord, and we thank you. Lord, your people are standing up because they thank you for what you have done and what you're yet going to do in our lives. We appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for your benefits. Lord, and we're going to call upon your name. We take that cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, because you are our source. In you we live, move, and have our being. We're going to praise you. We're going to praise you. We're going to bless you. We're going to magnify you, because you're worthy, oh God. Hey, glory. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. Bless each and every individual. Bless each and every household. Hallelujah. Bless spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. Lord, and even give them the desires of their heart. Lord, as they delight themselves in you and commit their way to thee. Lord, we believe it right now. We receive it in the name of Jesus. And we come against the adversary. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 We claim victory. We claim victory. We claim victory. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch. God bless you. God keep you. Greet one another in love in Jesus' name.